Okay, so just to summarize, and I'd like to do today is explain the end of the Ritva. We didn't do the end of the Ritva. So basically, again, to catch up to where we're at. So you have an institution of Shlichus, because you could there are certain institutions where the Torah demands that you do an action, but the action's purpose is not pshat, like taking a lulav, for instance. You have to do the action of taking a lulav to be involved with your body picking up lulav. Sometimes an action is just to bring about a certain result, and that result has to be attributed to you. Let's say like a kinyan, like a purchase. So you don't have to do the action of handing the guy the money. The idea is that it has to be your purchase. So you do an action so that it's yours and not someone else's. But then, in that type of institution, the Torah allows to use a shliach. So you can appoint an agent, and he's acting on your behalf, and what he does, the effect is attributed to you. So in other words, it's yours. It's like you bought it. And that works by mitzvahs also, like by kedushin, getting married, or divorce, or taking off truma, you know, that kind of thing. So in theory, the Gemara says this should work also by averas. Like by an avera, for instance, mi'ila. So mi'ila is using stuff which is hektish. You're not allowed to use it. So let's say you have a shliach, you appoint a shliach to do that for you. So it turns out that the shliach is the one, he's acting on your behalf, so in theory you should say that it's your violation. In fact, we do, but you should say in general, why don't you say, so in theory you should say, let's say you hire a guy, let's say you tell a guy to burn down someone else's field for you. So in theory, you should say that he's acting on my behalf, so therefore it's like I burn down the field and I should be obligated to pay. But
it's like an
angel, yeah. Yeah, angel dvar, exactly. So that's the principle, so we don't say that. Because the Gemara says, "Divrei Harav, Divrei Tama, Divrei Mishalman," is that if a shliach has to decide whether he should listen to the person who sent him, he says, "God, as the Rav told him, don't burn down fields." The Talmud, his Mishalach, told him burn down fields, so he can listen to it. He obviously listened to God, so therefore we say that the shliach doesn't apply. Ain't shel daravera. So we explain that means. That means is that since you have something that really intrinsically shlichus should apply, because it's the same model as any other place where shlichus applies, where you have an action and it's bringing about an effect, and you have someone else acting to bring it about for you. Why not? What we said is that by doing so, you would take an action which is normally a ma'isa aveira, and the Rebbe Rav says don't do it, like burn the field, and shlichus would ipso facto be matir, permit you to do an action of avera. And saying is that you have no right to assume that the Torah is going to extend shlichus to there. So even though shlichus applies in general across the board, to apply it to avera would end up permitting you to do an avera, because you could always say, oh, it's not me, it's the mishaleach's action. And it would turn out, if the Torah extended shlichus to mitzvah, then it really would be permitted to do, because you wouldn't be doing anything wrong. It would just be the other guy's avera. So saying is, so therefore the Torah did not extend shlichus to avera. Again, this is according to most. They say inshel d'avera. There are those who say Beis Shammai actually holds possibly holds the issue of avera, which may be because he says shlichus is a universal institution which applies whenever you have an action which is bringing about a certain effect. And therefore, naturally, it should extend to avera the same as opposed to mitzvah. Why doesn't matter? Why limit it? But we all, you know, it's limited, and it doesn't apply by avera. So now the question is, so that's why ain't shel d'avera. But the question is, machlokes between Tosfos and the Ritva, is what about if it's b'shogeg? So let's say a shliach is, you do an avera b'shogeg. A shliach does it, he doesn't know it's an avera. So do you say Yeshech Dorvera or Yeshech Dorvera? Because the logic of it is, because who am I supposed to listen to? So that's presuming that I know that it's Aser. So you say I shouldn't be listening to him, I should listen to God. But if I don't know that it's Aser, then that whole logic doesn't apply. So Tosa says, so therefore you don't say Yeshech Dorvera, and there, and when it's Shogeg, you say there is Shlichus Dorvera. But the Rav says no, it's across the board. There's no shlich v'avera. The reason why in shel d'avera is because this idea of d'avera d'avera talmud, but it's halachic across the board. Cuts the he's saying shel d'avera. Okay, so that's a fact. So we said that the machlokas for that is, the question is, how did the Torah exclude avera from shlichus? How did it exclude it? So according to Rava, he says that since, in general, most cases of Avera are Mezid, and by Mezid, it doesn't make sense to say Shlichus, the Torah should have posited it. So therefore, what the Torah did is it categorically never applied Shlichus to Averas. Shlichus applies to Mitzvah, applies to Kinyanim, to Mamonis, it doesn't apply to Avera. Okay, the Torah is positing a mechanism called Shlichus, and even though naturally the most simplest way to apply it would be across the board, the Torah never applied it to Avera. Okay, it never applied it to Avera. But according to Tosus, he says no. He says that Shlichus is a universal institution. It applies across the board, called Torah Kula. Now, it's true, when you encounter an Avera, if the guy's doing a B'mezid, he says it doesn't. You can't say Shlich is going to be matir him to do an Avera, so therefore in that instance, Shlichus can't apply. So, but when it's Shogeg, for instance, so then it would apply. He holds it's not pshat that the Torah limited the applicability of Shlichus. Rather, Shlichus is a universal institution, and it just naturally doesn't apply where it can't apply, namely by Mezid. Because by Mezid, the guy's going to say, oh, I'm going to listen to Shlich instead of the Mashalech, instead of Hashem. So then, simply the institution of the Shlichus can't exist. But by Shogeg, he doesn't even know anything, so he's just doing an action as a Shlich. And then afterwards, he finds out, so now you wonder whose action was it? Well, Shlichus. Shlichus says it was the other guy's action. Just so the logic of Divrei Rav Divrei Talmud doesn't make sense by Shogeg. Okay? Fine. So the question is, then the Ritva, so this is what we're up to, the Ritva says, rather the Torah across the board just excluded Shlichus from Avera. And he says, then he goes even further. He says, not only that, but I'll prove to you, even according to you, Tosos, he says, really, Shlichus does make sense by Shogeg. Okay? He says, why? He says, because Danan Amrinan, Ilu Yada Hai Shliach, the Hektishu, if the Shliach knew that it was Hektish, like it's because it's by Mila. It's by Mila. So again, you appoint the Shliach to use your Hektish. You appoint the Shliach to use your Hektish. And it turns out he doesn't know. It's Bishogik. So the question is should you say Yeshel Dover and Shel Dover? So he says, the Ritva wants to argue, even by Shogeg, the logic of Ein Shel Dover Avera applies. Why? Because we say, Ilu Yada Hai Shliach, if the Shliach would have known in the first place that it was Hektish, Lo Havei Le Shliach, he wouldn't have become a Shliach. He wouldn't have been a Shliach. Ki Divrei Rav Shalom, because he would have listened to Divrei Rav. Ve Havei Le Shliach Batos. So it turns out that it was he was a Shliach by mistake. Ubatal shlichuso, and his shlichus is batal, it's null and void. V'chashiv ka'osu v'yatzma v'shogeg, and it's considered as if he's doing it on his own. V'shogeg. So it's true by mezid, it doesn't make sense shelo avera, because the guy's going to have to listen to a person over the shliach, but over the shliach. But even by shogeg, it's going to turn out it's a mistaken shlichus, because I never accepted it. I would have never accepted. I accepted the shlichus, assuming that it was legit. I never accepted your shlichus. On the knowing that there was Avera here, it's Avera. So since that's the case, it turns out it's a mistake. It's a Shliach Batos. So therefore, there's a Shliach Batos is not really a Shliach. And therefore, the Svara of Ein Shel Dover Avera makes sense even by Shogeg. And that's part of his attack on Tosos. He's saying, even according to you, Tosos, I really hold anyway, categorically it's removed. But your saying is that it doesn't make sense by Shogeg, but he says no, by Shogeg it does make sense, it's applicable by Shogeg, there's no difference. Shogeg, you also have a reason, because it's a Shlichus Batos. A few questions on the Rav. One thing is that he just said the way he started off his piece was that Divrei Dara Divrei Talmud is the reason why you say Ein Shel Dover Avera, because that's the way it is al harov in general. Because usually it's Mezid. But he says it applies, Ein Shel Dover Avera applies, even where this reason isn't appropriate. For instance, Shogeg. Right? So you see, right in the very beginning, he agreed that Shogeg doesn't, that the Svara doesn't apply. It doesn't make sense to say Ein Shel Dover Avera by Shogeg. They're out there in Talmud. But now, then all of a sudden, at the end, he comes back and says, oh no, even by Shogeg this makes sense. Because he said, if he would have known that it was Hektish, he wouldn't have done it. Right, so that's it sounds like he's changing his mind here. And not only that, is you have the same circular problem which we raised in the first place on Shogeg. Because let's say, again, let's take this case, saying if it's Shogeg, so if I would have known that it was Hektish, I would have never done it. Why? So you'll say, I wouldn't have done it because it's Avera. No, but if you'll tell me that there is Shlichus by Shogeg, like let's say according to Tosos, that you say there is Shlichus by Shogeg. So then, even if I would have known, I would have done it. Because look, it wouldn't have been my Avera anyways. What do I care? So other guys' Avera, it's not my Avera, because I'm just a Shliach. So even if it was, assuming that you're saying there is Shlichus by the Avera, by Shogeg, so then it's not a mistake. Because why would I have refrained? It's not my Avera, it's his Avera. So you'll say no, because it's your Avera. But that's already assuming Angel of Avera. So if you assume Angel of Avera, then it's going to be my Avera, and then it's a mistake. But that's what we were questioning here, is do you say in Shild Arvera or Yeshild Arvera by Shogeg? So why is it a mistake? It's a mistake because I wouldn't have done it had I known? No, even if if I would have known, then it would have become Mazet. Well, this was funny, the whole thing. I mean, I guess if I would have been, no, but I didn't know. That's the problem, is I didn't know. So now it's Shogeg. So now, why is it a mistake? The only reason it's a mistake is you say I wouldn't want to get an Avera, but I'm not getting an Avera. Because it is Avera, because it's Yeshild Arvera by Shogeg. So now, why is it a toss? And anyways, is he saying really this is a toss? Like, halachically, it's true. It's like, as I just said, to take my thing. So now you're going to say, you know, is he actually holding that it's going to be a shlichus v'toss? Like, there's a mistake here, and now the whole thing is null and void? Because, I mean, there are no terms attached or anything like that. Is he like positing out of nowhere? Just like a new mechanism. You know, that's not Yishol Barbera. This is like a whole new type of a thing. I mean, by Mazet, it wasn't Kashir Batalas, it was because of a whole different thing. Now he's saying, by Shogeg, if another thing is that it's a Sheikhus Batalas, and then the whole thing is Batal, and then it's like a whole different reason. I mean, that's Angel Barbera is by Mazet, it's this thing, by Shogeg is that thing. I mean, it's hard to believe. I mean, it's a whole, like, disjointed system. And that's why it didn't sound like he was saying that originally. So originally, he was just saying it's across the board. It's across the board, it applies everywhere. So now, I mean, it's just funny, what's he doing here? But if I would have known, that's the thing. If I would have known, then it would have been Mazet, then I wouldn't have done it, because then it really would have been my Avera. But now that I don't know, so now it's Shogeg, now you'd say there's Shlichos, and therefore I have no problem with it. The only reason, if I would have known, just means that, it's not just saying if I would have known, if I would have known means that I don't really want to be a Shliach. But here, it's just that if I would have known, the whole circumstances would have changed. It would have been Mazet, it would have been my Avera. But now that it's Shogeg, it's not my Avera. So how do you know that I wouldn't have done it if I would have known, yet I'd still retain my innocence and it would have been his Avera? I don't know, I wouldn't do it. I mean, maybe I wouldn't do it, but maybe he would do it. So he says, is he really claiming that we can knock out a Shlichus? Shlichus is a halachic institution. I mean, you have to prove that there's an error and it's a toast in order to knock it out. And if he is bringing that in, then the whole thing doesn't fly in the first place. I mean, then what is he talking about then? Why is just to be a clear-cut thing? This is a toss.
Why can't we just say it?
Well, really, if the Ritva really held this should have been his only point. His first and only point. Just say, what your Taina tells us is, it just doesn't make sense. The Ritva Tam doesn't make sense by Shogeg. No, it does, because it's Shech Batos, and that's it. That should have been the discussion. But he doesn't say that. I mean, he believes Tosfos. He goes along with Tosfos' argument. Then at the end, there's like an afterthought. He says, oh yeah, by the way. And only that, I'll show you the way he says it. He says at the end, this is Elevad like a Damra. Okay, rather, and as he goes through this whole thing in Tosfos, he says, rather, it's like I'm saying. Okay, and then he says, V'teidadah filu b'shogeg shayichai taimah. He says, I'll prove it to you, because even by Shogeg, this thing is relevant. But that's not like a proving the way he's been saying all along. I mean, this is like a proof to his original theory. But this isn't a proof. This is a whole new argument. This is totally different. This isn't a proof. Proof is a proof. He's trying to use this as a proof that it's across the board. But this is a different argument. The first argument was that it's low plug. It's like across the board because low plug. The second argument is like, no, it's not low plug. It's by Shogeg also. Okay, so I'm thinking that really he's going along the same track as he's gone before, and he's trying to defend himself against Tosfos. Okay, because there's like an implicit argument in Tosfos, which the Ritva is aware of, and he's dealing with. And the argument is like this, that Tosfos' argument is that Shlichus makes sense logically to apply in Kol Targula. it's a universal institution, and it makes sense logically to apply across the board. Ah, you'll tell me divar av divar tamim and divar mishalmim, and therefore it doesn't make sense to say by mezid because of an external reason. Fine. So where it doesn't make sense, it can't apply. So it won't apply, it won't apply. So by mezid, it won't apply. But to come along, you Yeridva, and say that the Torah is going to cut shlichas up and say shlichas only applies by mitzvahs and by hamamonis, but not by... by Avera, it's like an artificial split in the system, in the logic of Shlichas. So rather, Tosas argues, say Shlichas is across the board, and say where there's a Ma'akev, where Shlichas can't apply because it's Mezid, and it's going to turn out you're going to be Matir and Nisr, but Mezid, so therefore, say it won't work. You know what I mean? That's Tosas' argument. Okay? Okay. So that's Tosas' argument. I mean, that's the force behind Tosas' argument. That's why Tosas is saying what he's saying. It's to say low plug and to say the Torah is cutting Shlichas out of Vera altogether is a big move. Tosas doesn't like that. So the Ritva, I think, has two answers to that. Like, I mean, you could argue on the Svara itself and just say, still, better off, exceptions are ugly. I mean, so the one argument will just be a Svara argument is to say there's an exception, like a blocker, an artificial blocker, is not nice. Better to say that just the limited it doesn't apply there. But that's the intrinsic thing. But I think there are two other arguments. One argument is that it's rov. He says most cases of Avera are going to be mezid. Most cases where you're going to appoint a shliach to do an Avera for you, and it's an Avera. It's going to be that way. Never knows what's going on. I mean, to say a case where it just turns out he doesn't know, I mean, it's not an extraordinary case. So in general, shlichus by Avera is going to be ala rov. In general, the majority of cases is going to be by Avera, it's going to be by Mezid, and it's going to be where Shlichas doesn't make sense to apply. So you Tosfos is going to turn out your thing, which you're saying is an exception. He's saying you Tosfos are going to say, really, Shlichas applies by Avera. But where it doesn't make sense, so it just won't work out. But you know Tosfos, you realize you're cutting out a majority of the cases. So it's not like, if there's one uncommon exception, say, fine, applies across the board, but there's an uncommon exception, so that's just an exceptional case. But it's ala rov that works out. So you'll tell me, why does the Torah cut out shlichus from Avera? Because the majority of cases of Avera, shlichus doesn't make sense by. That's one argument. So that's not just an exception, it's a majority. And secondly, he says, even by shogeg, even by the minority of cases, it's not so smooth to apply shlichus. There's a good argument that shlichus shouldn't apply even by shogeg. Now, if shlichus is by shogeg, to say that it's a mistaken shlichus and to invalidate it because of the theory that definitely it's a mistake. Now, it's true halachically, you couldn't pull that off. That's all I'm arguing. It's like halachically, he doesn't mean that if the shlichus worked, then it meets the criteria to halachically undo the shlichus and say it's shlichus betas. But there is an argument of a mistake here, and there is certainly a good chance that the shliach wouldn't want to get involved in this in the first place. Now, again, if there were a halakhic institution, I don't know if there's enough evidence to undo it and to say the shliach is batal. But it's not like when by extending it to lo plug and extending this ein shliach d'avera to shogeg, we're knocking out legitimate, real-deal shlichus, like a normal clear-cut shlichus. We're cutting out the tashlichas by Avera b'shogig, where there's a good svar that a guy doesn't want to do it anyways. Now, it's true, maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. But there's the thing itself, it's possible that it's really a mistake. So there's a good argument that the Torah shouldn't allow shlichas by Avera b'shogig either, because it's going to create all kinds of uncertain cases. Cases where maybe it's batal, maybe it's nava, is it a mistake, is it not a mistake, would he not? So the whole thing is like saying that the rov of the cases really are mazed and shlichas doesn't make sense altogether. It's impossible. By shogeg, the minority of the cases are by shogeg, and by shogeg itself, it's uncertain and it's a difficult structure because there's an intrinsic doubt about this tos built into the thing. So the Rosh says it's no big deal, tos was to say the Torah limited shlichos and only said it by Avera. It took it away from Avera and it only applied by mitzvahs and by mamonos. And just in Avera, it just went low plug and knocks it out. You know what I mean? So Tosas, whereas Tosas, according to you, Tosas, you're going to have to say that really it's an intrinsic, it applies across the board. But when it comes to Mezid, it doesn't. It's an exception. By Shogeg itself, it's the whole thing is it's very complicated. You're going to do a mistake, not a mistake. It's a he says that's the difficult system. So the Ritva's So the Rav is not going back on his original argument. His original argument was low plug, and he's still sticking with low plug. What he's trying to do here is teda. He's proving that that it makes sense to say low plug, because even according to your logic, by shogging, there's complications. So it's to just apply it across the board, shogging amazing, is difficult. Just apply it by shogging, I'm sorry, is difficult. So therefore, low plug, he's trying to further justify his saying across the board. Across the board, knocking out of air. Yeah, I think there's just a smoother way to read the Rifa. I mean, it is possible to say he's arguing that really it's a toss and the whole thing is batal, and you know, it does sound more that way from his lashon. But I just think from the context of the Ritva at large, it fits into his argument better. You know I mean? But I can't prove that he's not saying that it's really a legitimate toss, and you know, it just. Turns out, like, it's not a very pretty system. I mean, especially going back on his whole thing, it's not a proof, and it just doesn't fit in with his, with the whole line of reasoning he's been starting. He's like giving a whole new thing out of nowhere, you know. And there are other Rishonim, a lot of other Rishonim say like the Ritva, who say low plug, and they don't bring in this thing about shogging. You know, they say across the board, and you know, they don't bring this in. So I mean, it sounds like this is like a piece of supporting evidence, not just like a whole new approach. Okay, so now what we're going to do is continue on the exceptions. Because even though there's a sprinkle of Ein Shel Dvaravera, it turns out there are exceptions. So the Gemara asks, so the Gemara just set down the principle of Ein Shel Dvaravera, and we're at in the very middle of the page by the little gimel. It says, V'hadetanya. Okay, V'hadetanya. Okay, the Bach changes V'hadetanan. Okay, aye, but there's a Mishnah which says, Shliach Shalo Asa Shlichuso, Shliach ma'al, also shlichuso balavayas ma'al. So it turns out if you appoint a shliach to let's say use your thing, which is hekdesh, if he does it exactly as you commanded him, so then it's shlichus, and the owner is the one who violates me'ilah, who violates this or using hekdesh. So you see, you do say shlichus by me'ilah, by using hekdesh. So this is a question. Kiyasa shlichus the balabayas, balabayas mi amal. You see, if he does the shlichus exactly, you see, the owner, balabayas is the owner, he gets me'ilah, he's over there, sir. Amai name ain't shelter avera, so why not say ain't shelter avera? So you see, apparently by me'ilah, it does work. You say there is shlichus. But you just told me this whole beautiful argument of ain't shelter avera, because they're a rav, they're a talmud. Now you have an exception? Now you have an exception? So it says, shiny me'ilah, the yalfa chait mitruma. It says Mila is an exception. Because you learn out chet. The word chet is written by both Truma and by Mila. So therefore it's Xer Shava. And we learn Ma Truma, Ma Shvi Shliach, Af Mila, Ma Shvi Shliach. Just like by Truma. Just like by, what's Truma? So Rashi says. Yes, it says. It says chet mitruma. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, chay mitruma. The rov dvarim hu lamuda mitruma. So many, many things, the majority of things is learned out from truma. From the sefer Mila. K'siv hacha v'cheta b'shkaga mikad she'ashem. K'siv v'atruma b'ochel v'shogeg v'al yisro olav chet. So it says the word chet by both of them. So just like by truma, mashvi shlich lahara masa, to take off truma, so too, taking off, different by Mila. So again, it's saying is that truma, separating a part of your fruits for the kohen, is compared to the violation of using something which is hakdash. Okay, so since by taking off your fruits, separating them aside, mimafresh truma, so the halacha is you can use a shliach to do that, to separate your fruits, your produce, so too, the violation of mi'ila could be accomplished through shliach. Okay, through shliach. But I think the question is Chaim's getting at is okay, fine, it's very nice. It says chayt chayt, you know. But they're one's a mitzvah, and one's an avera. So it's true that the truma is compared to. It's true that truma is compared to me'ila in many regards, but it shouldn't be in this regard because by truma you're talking about a mitzvah. It's a positive mitzvah. There's nothing wrong with shliach. It's a perfectly good institution. But when it comes to me'ila, it's an avera, and there's an argument by avera, because they're a talmud, they're a mishomim. So, So what's the? So it's true there's the Gezeirah Shavah, but do you have to apply the Gezeirah Shavah to this? I mean, this thing is there's a good argument that by mitzvah, by averos, that you shouldn't have shlichus. Torah shouldn't extension the say have shlichus, but in doing so, turns out you're applying it even by an avera, right? So the Tosafot Rashi asked that question. Okay, Tosafot Rashi asked that question. It's a good question, right? That's what's bothering you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, it's a good question. Whereas even though here you have a Gezeirah Shavah, but still, I mean, and the Tosafot Rashi formula, I mean, you could always just answer, no, Gezeirah Shavah, and you can't say anything. But you'll see Tosafot Rashi doesn't buy that. Okay? So, I mean, he cannot buy it. We don't necessarily know all the rules of Gezeirah Shavah, but you'll see Tosafot Rashi, he supports it. I'll show it to you, but he supports it using principles of Gezeirah Shavah. He says,
Can you ask that question without Tosafot Rashi, which is methodology?
Well, I think the question is, I mean, without the Zerush, I think you could ask the question, is what's the idea? I mean, that's what I have to understand. What's the concept? I mean, you're saying, here's an exception. Torah is saying, in general, Kol Tarkula, you say there's no Inshallah Avera. But here's one exception, because it's learned that from Truma. I mean, what's the idea? What's the concept? I mean, well, why should it be learned that from Truma? What's, just because the Torah wrote it? Torah wrote Chayit Chayit, so therefore that's it, we break the rules. I mean, what's the concept? There's a good reason, there's a sense, a good argument of why there isn't Shlich Avera. So now, why is this an exception? What's the idea behind having an exception here? To say Gezeirah Shavah. So what's the concept which I learned from that Gezeirah Shavah such that it makes sense to apply Shlichus by here? But that's like a different kind of question. I mean, that's like a different kind of question. That's just saying is, what's the idea behind the thing? So you say, look, I don't know, whatever. I mean, I think that is really a question, because presumably there should be a concept which is being brought out from this Gezeirah Shavah. But Tosafot Rashi asks it in a stronger way. They're just saying, what's the idea? Isn't this contradict the whole idea of Inshallah Avera? It's like, look, you could say Gezeirah Shavah, Gezeirah Shavah. Tosafot Rashi asks it in a more powerful form, knowing the principles of Gezeirah Shavah, with, you know, his expertise in Shas. So he asks, he says, Tema Mai Parach, Vahalo Mi'ila, I'm sorry. Tema, it's a shiny Mi'ila. He says, Kivan Gezeirah Shavah, Tzricha L'mili Tuva, Kedisa Perkanana. He says, this Gezeirah Shavah is used, because Gezeirah Shavah means the word Chet is written by here, and it's written by here, written by Shum, by Me'ila. But this Gezeirah Shavah is used, and Rashi mentions it, used for many, many things. Okay? It's not just for one thing. It's already used up. See, if you had a Gezeirah Shavah and it's not used, you say, look, this is a Gezeirah Shavah, what else are you going to do with it? Obviously, the Torah wrote it here to teach me something, but the Torah wrote it to teach me something, and I know, teach me many things. And you already have it using teaching us many things. So therefore, I mean, nolan d'mukninim l'la l'meil of shlichos. Okay, how do you know to extend it to this thing also? It's not like your Gezeirah Shavah would have been worthless and not teaching you anything if you would have not had it here. So let it teach other things. This thing you shouldn't apply. He says, now forgot the Gezeirah Shavah l'mechza. But even though, I know what you'll say, you can't cut out the Gezeirah Shavah. Gezeirah Shavah is all or none. And all or none means that this is one thing which exists by a truma, namely shlichas. So therefore, it's going to have to be all or none. So if you want to carry it over to Mila, it's going to have to apply there. He says, yeah, but that's that principle that it has to be all or none. He says, davar she'eino svara klal ki hach she'eshil dvar avera, something where there's no logic whatsoever to carry it over, like this thing, which is eshil dvar avera, which is contingent totally upon whether it's a mitzvah or an avera. So it just doesn't make sense to carry it over. Less than the melef over lamasi or kralahachi. So it's because there's no extra pasuk. If there's an extra pasuk, there's no svar. But whatever, obviously the Gezeirah Shavah teaches you something. But here it's just saying it doesn't make any sense. Like let's say there's a separate halacha that truma only apply. You give truma to the kohen. So you say so, give mila to the kohen. But obviously they're not relevant. They're two different things. I'll say it's since Shuma is a mitzvah, I'll say Mi'ila is a mitzvah. But that's obviously ridiculous. Mi'ila is an Isser and Shuma is a mitzvah. So he says you don't carry over things which don't make sense to carry over. So it's true, we have to apply it across the board, but by things which make sense, things which it's possible to carry over, you say all or none. But this is just, it doesn't make sense. This is a detail of the fact that it's a mitzvah and this is an Avera. So you're not going to make Mi'ila into a mitzvah, so don't carry over mitzvah properties to Mi'ila. Right? Yeah, and the Tosafot Rashi supports what he's saying. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to go into it, but he's basically saying it's like gerush and gittin, divorce and marriage are compared also, but and you apply it to many, many things, but where it doesn't make sense, and you know, he backs it up from Limudim, which he knows, you know, because you could argue, look, it goes across the board, across the board. But he shows you from this case in Kedushin and Gerushin, you can check it out if you want, but it just shows that this is the way Limudim work. Okay? So he says, V'yesh lomar, nishum dil inyan shlichos, he says, no. Because regarding the matter of shlichos, mistaber lemelef me'ila mechuma. It is logical to learn out me'ila from chuma. Okay, to carry it over. The shayich ba shlichos. That shlichos is appropriate. Umimela havel dvar avera. And it turns out it's an avera. In other words, it makes sense to apply shlichos across to carry over from Ila to Chuma. And then it just turns out it happens to be it's an avera. Okay, this doesn't really make sense. Or at least it has to be explained. I mean, this is what he's saying. I'm translating his words. But he's somehow arguing that no, here it does make sense to apply it, and it's Avera, here it's not, well, whatever. It just kind of turns out Avera. And you have to look at what he's saying, you have to look carefully and try to figure out what's his far. I mean, he's saying an idea here, you know, but on the surface, it's not clear he's answering his question. I mean, it turns out it's an Avera. It's an Avera, it is an Avera, I mean, it is an Avera, so you have Mitzvah, you have Avera. He's saying, no, you just apply it, and then it turns out it's Avera, oh yeah, whoops. I mean, that's just not. I mean, that's. I mean, you have to look at it. I'm just. I mean, I don't know if we'll do. We'll do. Maybe we'll leave it for tomorrow. But that's. I mean, he's addressing the problem, and he's saying is that here, because the premise of our question was that it doesn't make sense to apply this. Right, that was his question. He says, right. He says by davar she'eino svara klal, by something which it doesn't make any sense whatsoever to apply it, then you don't say the gzeirah shavah. And then his answer is, oh no, it does make sense here. I mean, he just did a complete about face. His very question was, it didn't make any sense at all. So how could you possibly apply the Gzeirah Shavah? And then he says, oh, yeah, no, here it does make sense. And therefore it does apply. And I went on this whole question. I don't know. It's not really a question anymore. A different thing. But yeah, that's it. For this part of the Tosafot Rashi, he's done. He doesn't explain it anymore. That's
very,
it.
That's very not helpful.
Yeah, not very helpful. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. You have to look at what he says. He does say a little bit. You have to look at it carefully. But he goes on to a different question. So that's basically all he's doing for us here. So, but I mean, I think he does say something. I mean, you have to see it, you have to check it out. So we'll hopefully we'll try that tomorrow. Yeah, I think I should be good tomorrow. Thursday I may not be able to give, but I think tomorrow should be good. Yeah, I mean, then after that comes this idea of Shlichus Yad. I mean, the next thing you'll see about, you'll say Shlichus Yad. Basically, if I'm a shomer, and I'm watching someone's thing, and I decide to use it instead of watch it, so it's type of gazela, it's type of stealing. The question is, do I have to actually pick it up? Do I have to actually use it? Do I have to actually make it damage it? Like, when is it considered gazela and is it not? Because it turns out, if I'm watching something and I tell my shliach to mess it up, so you say there is shlichus there, even though that's an avera. So that's where we're at it. So we'll get into this. Machlokes b'sham yisrael about shlichus yad. Hopefully we'll take that up and proceed. You can check the Rambam on shlichus yad because we have to get into what shlichus yad is.